It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We've got this week's edition of Art Hounds in just a couple of minutes, but first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. How do you take a clay model and carve it in marble 2, 3, or even 10 times larger? Normally, you'd have to go to Italy to develop this rare skill, but the Carving Studio and Sculpture Center in West Rutland is bringing Italy to Vermont. Next week, they're offering a special 6-day course in advanced Italian computer enlargement techniques. Here to tell us more is the founder of the Carving Studio, Bea Amore. Bea, welcome.
Hello. Happy to be with you.
So for those not familiar with the Carving Studio and Sculpture Center, can you tell us just a little bit about what it is that you do there?
The Carving Studio offers over 40 intensive workshops in a whole year, and we do custom college courses for Green Mountain and Castleton State College. We actually have sculptors from all over the world that come and work at the studio, both doing their independent work and teaching. And we have a year-round program in stone carving and many other aspects of sculpture. I think it's a very unique place in the whole country.
Now, coming up, you have this special week celebrating an advanced Italian compass enlargement technique. Can you explain what exactly is this carving process that we're talking about, and how does it differ from standard marble sculpting?
So ordinarily, most of the sculptors that we know would be taking a block of marble, and they might make a small plaster model or clay model, but they'll freely interpret that in the block of stone. The Italians are absolute experts at taking a model and enlarging it. You can take a model that's a foot large and enlarge it to a 100-foot statue. And the Italians are using a triangulation method with compasses that's been in use since the Renaissance, at least. And we are very, very fortunate to have two master carvers from Carrara coming to teach a course in this system. I really don't know anywhere else in the States where this is being done.
What type of objects are we talking about here that would be carved?
Well, if you think about Rodin's Thinker, for example, the man bent over, it's an image that many people know. So that might have started out as a model, 18 inches high, 20 inches high, and it's become, 10 times life size. Or the David of Michelangelo. I've actually photographed figure of the David being replicated in Carrara in the Niccoli studio. And it's really extraordinarily impressive to see this sculpture taking place before your eyes, which actually is a replica of the actual David in Florence.
I'm curious about the materials that you use for these carvings.
Well, the materials, the compasses are made of metal. They're handmade up in the hills above Pietrasanta by a very old family that's been doing it actually since the Renaissance. And the stone is marble. In Italy, it's Carrara marble, although they're importing quite a bit of marble from the Danby Quarry in Vermont. Here in West Rutland, people will be using West Rutland marble or Danby marble that's quarried right here in Vermont.
Why is it so difficult to learn this technique in the United States?
I don't think you have many people who know it. I think there may be one sculptor in Barry who was trained in Carrara that might know this method. I think we don't really see that kind of work being done in the States.
Can you tell us a little bit about the instructors that will be running these workshops?
One of them, Leonardo Cosanini, is actually the son of an artisan that I met in 1980 in Carrara, and he is carrying on his father's tradition. They're working together in the Corsanini studio. And Massimo, who is accompanying him, is one of the men that works with him in that studio, and both of them are experts in this technique.
Now, I know they're running these workshops. Are there any events coming up that will be open to the general public?
Oh, yes. There's a whole series of talks that are being offered at the studio. Many of them are from 5 to 6 in the afternoon, so it's a convenient time at the end of the workday when people might be able to drop in. Steve Shaheen, who is the New York sculptor who spends part of his year in Carrara, and has organized this, will be giving a talk on his own work and also on the history of marble sculpture in Italy. The Corsaninis will be presenting a slideshow of their own studio work. I'll be doing a slideshow of the quarries and the Carrara studios and the independent sculptors that work in Carrara.
Bea Amore is the founder of the Carving Studio and Sculpture Center in West Rutland. All next week, the studio is celebrating the art of Italian stone carving enlargement. You can learn more at vpr.net. Bea Amore, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for having the interest to have us on.